I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Susie?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Arlene?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Glenn?
Here.
Tiffany?
Here.
Brenda?
Here.
Oh, there you are.
Okay. All right, we got a quorum. Others in attendance, we'll start with Sam Point. You just say your name and go down the line.
Jillian Bjornstad.
Chris Bennett. Dave Nielsen.
Dave Julian.
And Virgil in the background.
ASTP.
And King Cove, others in attendance.
Amanda Turnbull,
Chanko Mack,
Mark Mitchell.
Thank you.
Thank you. Falls Pass, anybody else in attendance?
Annette Barnett.
Thank you. Akatan. Is that Akatan? Is there anybody in there?
I don't think there's anybody there.
Okay. And who's the other screen?
That's the lab.
That's the lab. Looks empty?
Looks empty.
Okay. So moving on to approval of the agenda. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
There's a motion by Hillary and a second by Arlene to approve the agenda. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to approval of the minutes. We have minutes for regular meeting December 15th, 2016. What are
it's
the 2015,
wishes?
2015,
sorry.
Typo. What are the wishes of the board?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Glenn, seconded by Arlene to approve the minutes for December 15th, 2015. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Arlene?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we have recognitions and presentations. We had an essay contest for the legislative fly-in that's going to happen in Juneau here in February. And we wanted to recognize the 6 students who applied to attend the legislative fly-in. So thank you to Kaylee Bendixson, Mariah McCollum, Jillian Bjornstad, Emily Vose, Tom Trepanoff, and Connor McManus for applying to join us at the legislative fly-in. The 2 students who were selected and will be joining school board members in lobbying the state will be Kaylee Bendixson and Mariah McCollum. Thank you very much.
Next. Woo-hoo!
Yay! Next we have an AASB Boardmanship Award. The board would like to recognize Susan Osterbach, who has earned her Experienced Boardmanship Award from the Association of Alaska School Boards. I will do public comments. Start in King Cove. Any public comments?
None at this time. And we have Amy Mack has joined us also.
Thank you, Miss Brenda. How about Falls Pass? Any public comments?
No, just here for our grant. It's on the docket there.
Okay. Sam Point, any public comments?
No.
Okay. Just checking to see if there's anybody in Akatan or in the school lab. Still looks like nobody there. And we'll move on to student reports. And I believe that's why we have Miss Jillian.
Thank you.
You have a report?
A senior trip.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any student reports for King Cove? Nope. All right.
Well, I think they have a request, and I'm not sure how to go about the request. So, and I've never had this done before in a long time. So if they could explain themselves, please.
The Student Council of King Cove has written a resolution that they would like to present.
Can we move the camera? Because all we're seeing is the red mat and Mr. Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yep.
And me. Yep. I take up a large area now.
There we go. Thank you. Go ahead.
The student council over here has a resolution that they've written that they would like to propose at the next school board meeting. Is that something that we could put on the agenda for the next time?
Yes, we can put it on the agenda for discussion at the next meeting. Send it to Ms. Cromer at the office and we can take care of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tiffany.
Okay. Superintendent report. There is a report in the packet. Unfortunately, the superintendent is unable to join us today. If there are any questions for the board, please let me know and I can pass them on to Mr. Seifert to be addressed when he's available. Is there anything the board would like me to ask him? Hearing none, we will move on to the business manager's report. Mr. Nielsen, the hot seat's yours.
And you have my report. I have nothing to add. So I would answer any questions you might have.
Are there any questions for Mr. Nielsen regarding the business manager's report in the packet?
It looks really good, and boy, we're going to have a lot of work coming up probably next year, I believe. But I thank you for all your hard work. It sure is appreciated.
Thank you.
Anybody else? If there's no questions for Mr. Nielsen, I'd entertain a motion to approve the business manager's report.
I make a motion to approve the business manager's
report. So moved, Mrs. Brenda.
Susie was moving. Do you second, Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Moved by Susie. Second by Brenda to approve the business manager's report. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Next, we have the FY15 financial audit. We just reviewed it in the workshop. Is there any... I'd entertain a motion to approve the FY15 financial audit.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Glenn, second by Arlene. Is there any further discussion regarding the FY15 financial audit? Hearing none, roll call.
Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Nielsen.
Thank you.
Moving on, we have department reports. And first up is activities with Amy in King Cove. Ms. Mack.
Could you wait just 2 seconds? She is frying the burgers as we speak.
If she's frying
one
the
second,
burgers, we'll
right in here.
Should we just wait 2 seconds or move on to Nate?
Just move on.
Here she is.
Oh,
she's right here, Maddie.
Okay.
Fire extinguishers if anything goes wrong. Oh, hey guys. I'm cooking dinner, so if you all got my report, I know it said that I was under budgeted for the tip off, but I'm
I did send out a lot of donation letters, and I'm now at only 5,000 instead of 10,000, so that's good. I didn't know how this worked. Nobody told me that for the tip-off, I only give certain amount of money to each school, so I had no idea. But they were willing to help. I know last year they gave 5,000. They could only do 3 this year, but we are working on it. As far as the money part, I'm working on it, and as far as the setting up, our school has everybody volunteering, and I think we're ready. I think we're excited.
All right.
You have confidence you'll get the rest.
I think so. Great. So, and on top of that, I'm working on regionals. The trophies will be ordered as soon as I'm done with. By next week, I'll have them ordered. The refs, I put in a request for. And in Manicotic, our New Haven is okay with the plane swap still. So we're still planning on sending all the teams.
Excellent.
Anything else? Are you guys concerned? I know I was for a bit, but...
Yeah.
This basketball season is going to be the life of me, I think.
Any questions or comments for Ms. Mack?
Well, the one comment I have is that out of the 3 sports that we had, we went over budget on 2 of them. So we got to really watch our dollars when it comes up with basketball. I know everything is expensive. You know, our budget is done from last year, and I know you have to start off in September with nothing. You know, you just have to... try to figure it out as you went along, but yeah, the two of the 3 were in the red. So right now we're still in the red, about 43.84 in the sports. So we got to tighten our belts on the rest of our activities, and we don't have a ferry for our swimmers.
Sure, I understand.
So.
And what are we going to do about the swim trip? There are no ferries, and. We're going to really go over the budget for that, too.
I know. We got to see if we can brainstorm and figure out a way to go and raise money so we can go and get the kids over here, because it's going to cost way more money than we expected than all the other years.
I wonder if we can get a pit cut or something like that.
Yeah.
And actually, there was a question about backhauling junior high during regionals. I know... our kids would like to. I don't know if you guys would want to miss regionals, but if junior high wanted to backhaul, I mean, it'd be free if we wanted to do that.
To go where?
To go where?
Oh, the King
over to the King Cove. Oh. Over here.
Because it'd be empty planes one way.
Huh?
It'd be empty planes one way.
Okay.
Mm. That's something we could talk to Mr. Bennett about.
Yeah.
But, Glenn had an idea for the swim, maybe. What about a letter to Apitka?
And or Alley Corporation.
And the Alley Corporation. I mean, if we go and tell them our situation that we're in, that normally we use the ferry one way on our trips, and this year we don't have a April ferry, you know, if any kind of help would...
I'll help you with that, Amy. We'll do AHA, Alley Corporation, APIA, and just see what we can come up with. I bet you we can get something.
Some money,
And I can get, like, an estimate, like, how many planes we'll actually need and come up with those numbers.
Okay. Great. Sounds good. Any more questions or comments for Ms. Mack? Hearing none, thank you, Amy.
Keep up the good work, Amy. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, Amy.
Hello, Amy. I just have a question. Our PITCA grant runs right around the time, or the kids travel right around the time last year's swim trip took place. So if there's any way we can get that schedule up as soon as possible, we can try to see if we can work around the our students of PITCA grant travel time.
Okay.
This is False Pass, by the way. Annette Barnett, False Pass.
Hey.
Okay.
All right.
So
that's all I wanted to say on behalf of that. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, good night, guys.
All right, night, Amy. Next, we have the special education report, and the report is in your packet. Ms. Seibert was unable to be here with us. Are there any questions that the board would like me to pass on to her regarding her report in the packet? If not, we'll move on to technology with Mr. Julian. The floor is yours, Mr. Julian.
And I've submitted my packet to the board. Do we have any questions?
I guess my only, I have a question, I guess.
What do you got?
How are we getting any better with the internet system at the school?
Yes.
Okay, so it is.
And yeah, we've been working with DRS, especially with the riverbed, the way it locally caches. That takes a lot of stress off of our bandwidth. If you actually go on and do that, have you ever done the speed test just to see how fast your internet is? Instead of reading at 5 to 10 megabits, it's reading at like 50. So it's pulling it from the local cache instead. So that's basically the amount we're spreading around the school, as long as it's not something like new, like a new video or something like that. And we've also got the new filtering system in place, which is really helping cut down on like students getting on YouTube and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, there's another one. I just heard rumor possibly some gaming going on.
Well, I will look into that.
If you would, because that's absolutely just taken away from everybody.
Exactly.
That come up there every evening to use it.
Yeah, they find a new site every day, and I block a new site every day. So one of those cat and mouse games. But we'll all look into it.
Okay, because I know that there were a couple complaints about you couldn't even get online because it was crawling.
What time was that normally?
Well, it was when it opened till it closed.
Okay.
I don't know if it's still happening.
For like evening? Like
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we maybe take a gander and see what's going on at the time, because I know a lot of people use that and then they're complaining
for sure
about it. So
that seemed to be the main complaint on all the essays that we received regarding the legislative fly-ins, the internet. The
internet speed.
And
this year, with E-Rate, they are opening up infrastructure upgrades as part of the funding process. So we're going to kind of look into that and see what we can do just to, instead of running copper wire and stuff through the schools, maybe we could add some fiber lines just as a kind of a backbone to build the other stuff off of.
Are they working with us now or trying to make things better?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing. We had our annual meeting again in their offices, and it turned out to be a fiasco again.
And I think they leased that space from GCI, too, so it's kind of both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I guess enough said on that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's all I had. All right. I just hear a little bit of rumbling about that.
Sure.
Any update on Power School?
Did you get that email when I send it after I fix your forwarding?
Which email?
Remember I had it sent to you?
I got it sent to my school.
Uh-huh. Did that get forwarded to your personal?
No.
Okay. Then, no.
Okay.
Now I have something to work on, yeah.
Anything else for Mr. Julian? Hearing none, thank you, Mr. Julian. Moving on to old business, BP 5139.2, district playoffs, third reading.
Did we get that all taken care of this time around?
I think they cleared up the language, so it explained what...
I ask this question every time we have a meeting, so we need to move it for third reading.
And put it on the floor for
third reading.
Then after you do roll call, and then you do a motion to adopt. And a roll
can
call.
Can you remind some of us what exactly it says now?
You know, we're going to be able to have a discussion before or after?
Put it on the table.
Well, what is going to happen?
Let's
get it on the floor first.
Yeah, let's... if we can get a motion to put the policy on the table for a third reading, and then we'll discuss.
I'll make a motion to put the policy varsity district playoffs on the floor for discussion. Third reading.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Okay. Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
We're just discussing.
Are we going to be able to have a discussion on this?
Yeah, this is the discussion. This is putting it on the floor for discussion.
Reading,
yes.
Nikki.
Yes.
Susie.
Yes.
Tiffany.
Yes. Okay, so BP 5139.2. It's a short policy. I'll read it. Varsity district playoffs. The Aleutians East Borough basketball district championship will be decided as follows. Advancement to regionals when outside of the district will be decided by a 2 out of 3 game playoff. Third game only if needed. If weather forces the cancellation of district playoffs, head-to-head records will be used. In the event that a tie shall exist, still exists, point differential will decide the district champion. Discussion. Brenda?
Where is she again?
I am really, if you look at what our budget is now, I'm really concerned. Where are you going to get the extra money to do this?
I would think that the
activity. This is going to be a lot of, it's going to be a lot of money when you're thinking about outside the district and you have to bring the teams together. That's going to be a heck of a lot of money. And where is it going to come from?
Brenda, I think this is just when deciding, like, right now, where's Girls Regionals?
New Haven.
Yeah. So, like, right now when Regionals is in New Haven, and we're deciding who's going to go, Sandpoint or King Cove. When deciding who's going to go to New Haven for the girls, there'll be a 3-game playoff. It's not anything else. It's just so that at the end of the season, to decide who's going to Regionals, there'll be that playoff. And can we look at you? We're looking at Chantel, and she's very lovely, but it's kind of weird looking at Chantel talking to Brenda.
Oh, scary, sorry.
There we go.
Well, it's very concerning because you would think you're going to have to, those people are going to have to come together somewhere. So they're going to have to fly. So when you have to fly these to play 3 games, that's going to cost a lot of money, and we're over budget already. And wow, it's going to cost a lot of money. Where are we going to get that from next year?
I think the idea is that instead of having King Cove and Sandpoint only play a couple games in the beginning of the season, that perhaps the last game of the season would be Sandpoint King Cove, and that would decide who goes to regional. Yeah. It's just scheduling for the activities director.
Well, they're going to be coming in with records anyway with what they've been playing, so I don't think
they're all going this year. They're all going to regionals.
Probably
this
not
year,
going to so come in to play a, that often. I don't know. I may be misunderstanding.
All the girls are going.
But next year when we have no money and the budgets get a lot lower, I think we're going to get ourselves in a tight spot. And I really object to this extra probably 10,000 or more that's going to be used.
I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that it's an extra game. It would just be, and so right now, if we had 3 games scheduled in the season and then regionals, the third game would be Sandpoint King Cove deciding who goes to regionals. It's not adding an extra game. It's just making sure that the last game of the season before regionals is Sandpoint King Cove.
Schedule.
Okay, well, the way people are reading this is this is coming together and playing an additional 3 games.
No.
That's how people are reading it.
No, that's what I don't.
That's not what we've been discussing for the pre-discussion, the first reading and the second reading. The first and the second reading was just how do we get to that last game is Sandpoint King Cove to decide who goes to regionals.
Only when it's outside of our district.
When it's outside the district. Yeah.
I think what's throwing them off is that playoff.
Right.
The word playoff. Maybe it's something.
The word playoff means they come together as a group and they play those 3 games. And that's what people are reading it as. And my Lord, my telephone. My cell phone here right now has a message on it. That's how people are interpreting that we're going to have to expend extra. Well, how many teachers are we going to have to cut down? 2 to 3 games together again.
Well, I think
and that's
in the
how
purposes,
people
are reading it.
So,
it says third game only if needed.
So,
it's just your record is what it is.
Brenda, are they thinking that it's going to be 2 or 3 extra weekends? I mean, is it just clarifying for the public that this is just the regular game at the end of the season?
Well, see, people are, and me too. I read it. Advanced regionals when outside the district will be decided by a 2 out of 3 game playoff. That means they come together in Sandpoint or King Cove and have another additional playoff.
No, but in the parentheses, Brenda, it says third game only if needed, so it's saying it's what's going on within the season.
So Amy would just take out whatever the last weekend and call it a playoff is yeah. all. That's all she'd... It would just be called a playoff weekend.
The last game if needed, would be considered a playoff game.
Still three games in one
season.
Term. No, one weekend.
Right? I think I understand it. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
It's two out of three games that you play. You know, you always play during a...
And if one team wins the first two,
so they're gone to the state. I mean, regionals. To regions.
Yeah, what you're saying is you still have to get together to play those two rather than...
No, it's a scheduled game, though.
I know, but it doesn't say that. It sounds like, you know, getting together for one big playoff, two out of three games isn't necessary.
But I think that's just direction to the activities director. You know that this last game is going to be Sandpoint King Cove, whether you call it a game or a playoff.
Well, it's not clarified like that, and I can remember, Glenn, when we were in high school, Arlene, same thing. We had our playoffs. We came together in Sandpoint or King Cove and had our playoffs. And that's what that is.
Yeah, I see. You're right, Brent. I understand. That is true. Maybe you need to wordsmith this again. How many times has it been there?
This is already the third reading.
I know. So
it's just the word playoff that's throwing it off. Can we, when we move to adopt the policy, just strike the word playoff? So advancement to regionals when outside the district will be decided by a two out of three game?
Two or three games.
Can we get Amy in the room?
Scheduled games.
Brenda?
I'll go get
her.
I think it's
going
to help. Mm-hmm. No, then you said... They have to say something about during the season to whoever wins the
game. I think Amy was clear on this, so...
I thought the whole concern was that we were basing off who went off to regionals was just because first game was against King Cove and the rest of the season was based off that first game. So we were just trying to say the last game is who decides to go to regionals.
I think this is ready for adoption, personally.
I'm not confused.
Oh, okay. I am. That's beautiful.
I understand it. I was just thinking maybe that word playoff is throwing everybody off.
But that's what it is.
So I guess it is a playoff.
Oh, there's Amy. Amy's there.
Amy.
She made it.
So, Amy, it sounds like the concern is when we've been discussing this policy... Before we had the policy and then the first reading and the second reading, that the initial concern was teams' entire seasons were being decided against the first games played in December. And we wanted the last game to be between Sandpoint, King Cove to decide who would go to regionals if it was out of districts. So this is the policy that's been developed. I think you provided input. I think we got some input from some other districts, perhaps. I don't know. But the question is this policy clear for you, or is it confusing for you?
So this is saying, I understand it. Is it saying that it doesn't matter who has a better record? It comes down to that one game?
Three.
Or the one set of games?
Yes.
Seven games again?
Then if there's a weather issue, then it would come down to the head-to-head record.
But I think that, and this is, from being in this position this year, it's only that way if it's scheduled that way. I mean, it's only over for somebody if it's scheduled that way. We can spread out the games throughout the... I just don't like... You know, usually the better team moves on. You know, goes to regionals and then goes to state. And then this... Regardless, if the person with the team with the better record loses that one set of games, it's over for them. And
no,
do you know what I mean?
Part of the concern before was that the activities director before scheduled the games at the beginning of the season, and so the team's fate was decided in December.
By January.
Whatever. And so to eliminate that problem, this is providing guidance, okay? So instead of deciding which team's going to regionals in January. This provides some guidance to the activities director that, you know, if we're only going to play King Cove once or twice, it's going to be at the end of the season, and this game is going to decide.
Games.
Amy, you have feedback from other districts, and they just have head records. The board wanted, so Mike.
And then, so, and Jade reminded me that you did provide information from other school districts that went off the head-to-head record, but what we had discussed as a board during the second reading and the first reading and the pre-reading or development of the policy was wanting that district playoff.
That's because we're a bunch of old goats. Yeah. We're reminiscing.
But can we go in?
I think that, yes, this does define what you would like. I just don't like that even it'll be the season's over for the person, the team who is doing better.
Let's say King Cove beat Sandpoint 10 times, and then they played them the last two games, and Sandpoint beat them the last two. Overall,
but then they lost the last two.
So whether you like the policy or not like the policy, do you understand the policy?
Yes, I do understand it.
But this policy isn't stating that if a team won 10 games and they went for this last two games at the end of the season, if they lost those two games, then they can't go to state, even though they're 8 games ahead.
This is saying playoffs is deciding who gets to go.
Yeah,
not the record.
So I thought this was just a playoff if they were tied or something to make sure that there was another game. I don't think that's fair. If a team has 8 wins and the other team has 0 wins and they go to a tournament and the other team that had 0 wins win 2 games, then they get to go to state.
That's what it's saying.
And the only reason this came about was probably because of scheduling, because the kids before even their road trip, they knew that they were done. They weren't going
because
to regionals because they lost their first set of games, and that was it.
Well, why can't we just make a policy on saying that we have to have at least 3 different games? I don't think that if you have a record 8-0 and you go and you win one game.
Obviously, this is not getting anywhere. Can we just table this to the next meeting where we will have a 4th reading of the policy? And
if we table it, won't be 4th reading. Hmm? I said if we table it.
Motion to table.
You want to table it or you want to postpone it?
Postpone it.
I would postpone it, Brenda.
Postpone until, 2064.
That would be a table.
Brenda,
is there a second for Brenda's motion to postpone until 2064?
You were joking, I hope.
Is there a different motion?
Yes, just to postpone. Thank you. Yeah.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Sounds good. Let's do that in a workshop, preferably.
Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Postponed. Moving on to new business A, AEAA negotiated agreement. Normally I would hand this over to Mike to discuss, but were you sitting in on this?
Yeah.
Can we table it till next week?
I think we should.
Okay.
Yeah, postpone till next week. I'll make that motion.
Postpone.
So Glenn made a motion to postpone the negotiated agreement until the next meeting. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Susie seconded. Any further discussion?
My deadline's on. Is it to the next meeting?
Yeah, I don't think that'll. I think that.
Is there a reason why we're postponing? Mr. Mitchell is here.
Just because none of us. I mean, the board. We weren't part of the negotiating of the agreement, and I would have appreciated to hear Mr. Seifert's spiel, and he's not available to us at this time.
Okay.
I can tell you the
only. I can give you his feel.
The salary schedules. The salary schedules were adjusted. That's the only thing for the first year and the second year of the contract.
Are we under a deadline to have this done before the next meeting?
No, it's not
special.
Okay.
But the wording in the agreement didn't change.
Okay.
And Mark was in on the discussion that he maybe can add some.
Well, we have a motion on the floor right now. So I think my bit right now is I'd feel more comfortable if the superintendent was available for this portion of the discussion. Is there any other comments before we vote on the motion on the floor to postpone to the next meeting? Roll call.
Nikki?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. We'll take this up. It'll be old business at the next meeting.
I think it was for the next 3 years, but it was a 110 or something. But I think you should speak to it.
Yeah. Next, we have new business B, FY17 contracts. There is a list of proposed contract offers in the packet. Does the board have any questions, comments?
Well, to keep it rolling, I'll make a motion to make the contract offers as stated in the agenda.
I'll second.
Moved by Glenn, second by Hillary to make the contract offers proposed in the packet. Have I had to read those before?
Yes.
Oh, I think I have.
Yeah, I've run it.
Okay. Those are for under administration, Jay Palmer, Marlene Dushkin, Nathaniel Julian, Sherilyn Lundgren, David Nielsen, Hillary Seifert, Christopher Bennett, Paul Barker, and then moving on to certificate teachers. Paul Barker, Kevin Barnett, Jennifer Belt, Annette Calvert, Christina Carrick, Ingrid Cumberlidge, Jacqueline De La Cruz, Benjamin Eilers, Amy Eubank, Curtis Jensen, Amelia Julian. Is it Amelia or is it Emily?
Emily
Julian, Lynette Mack, Shiloh McManus, Wayne McManus, Karen McMillan, Mark Mitchell, Cynthia Morris, Randall Newman, Jerry Nyberg, Candace Robb, Danny Robb, Jennifer Sargent, Kyle Settles, Joyce Smith, Annette Thornton Barnett, and Amanda Turnbull. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Susie?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Abstain. Motion carries. Moving on to resolution 1601. A resolution of the Aleutians Eastboro School Board supporting the minimum number of students in each school remain 10.
So I make a motion to adopt or support?
Adopt.
Resolution 16-01.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Susie, seconded by Arlene. So, just for the record, I'll read now, therefore it be resolved. For the continued well-being of our culture, communities, and children, the Aleutians Eastboro School District School Board is resolved to petition the state legislature to maintain the minimum school size at 10 students. Now, therefore be it resolved, further resolved, we ask the legislators one question before considering such an action. Is it good for kids? Any discussion? Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. I can sign that for you after.
Okay.
Next, we have the 2016 PICA Acatan grant request. And Acatan, I will turn the floor over to you.
Nobody's there.
They're not there.
Yeah, it's their. It's a.
Is there a PICCA grant?
Yeah.
They're bringing scientists out to Akutan, so they're not going on a trip. They're bringing people out there to do stuff with them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have information provided in the packet. Does anybody have any questions or concerns regarding the Akutan grant request?
You want them separate? I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
I'll second.
Moved by Glenn, second by Hillary. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Glenn?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to the false pass trip request. False pass, floor is yours.
Is there any questions regarding the grant? That's what I'm here for, if you have any questions.
Anybody? What are the wishes of the board?
I'll make a motion.
To approve?
Approve. Sorry, the false pass. The ticket.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Motion is to approve the 2016 APICA False Pass Trip Request. Moved by Susie, second by Glenn. Roll call, please.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we have the Sandpoint Senior Class Trip Request. And Jillian is here for the presentation.
Questions?
I think they're down that far. Where are they going now?
Hawaii.
Oh.
Are you guys going to, did you order graduation decorations and stuff?
No.
Okay, so that's going to be money that's out of your total also.
I know we're trying to get some fundraisers in to raise extra money for flowers and any decorations that we do want, but we also have a lot of old decorations as well.
Generally, those run about $1,500, $2,000.
Flowers are like $500.
Yeah, that's cool. For like end decorations and stuff.
If we're planning on crafting it a lot.
Because on the trip, with the money amount that you have to go, you have to deduct, you know, the decorations and stuff, and there can't be any negative balance. We won't fund anything and say, well, we'll fundraise after and make it up. There won't be no negative balance.
We're only going to plan on having decorations if we have more money. So we don't plan on getting any right now.
So you guys aren't going to do anything for graduation?
We have older decorations.
We're recycling.
Okay.
Like the class last year did.
Okay. I don't have any issues with, you know, the class trips, but I just want to make sure that the money is there because I don't want a negative balance on the school district side.
So, Mr.
Nielsen,
the money's there? Not yet.
Oh, yeah, there's no...
They're close.
I think they're like $4,000 short right now.
I thought we got an email that said we had a certain balance and it was close to our budget there.
That's the one in our room.
Well, his computers were down and I can't get onto the internet here. I had the numbers for, let me see, I put it in my iBooks in here. My iBooks don't transfer from one to the other. Right here. Okay, the last email, I got this from Dave. He sent this out to the board. It's saying Sandpoint's net balance is $89,52.20.
Oh, that is theirs?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was $9,52.20.
No, that's their deposit.
We haven't deposited some money. Yeah.
And
we have split the four tickets, so...
So this right here, your trip is only going to come up to $85.92. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the wishes of the board? It looks like they have in the bank 89, or they're looking at 89.52 in the cost of the trip. Oh, I just lost it.
85.92.
It's.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I'll make a motion to accept the Sandpoint Senior trip request as long as the funds are available.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Last item of new business is the King Cove Senior Class Trip Request. Oh, sorry. Last motion carries.
For Dave Parent.
Yeah.
There is a budget in the packet. Does anybody have any questions, concerns for the class of 2016 in King Cove?
I was looking at the where it says Penn Air, Cold Bay to Anchorage, and there's no numbers in that.
It's getting donated by Eider Airs.
Eider's donating the Cold Bay to Anchorage?
Oh, no. That's already been purchased.
Go ahead.
The cost for Penn Air is included in the Penn Air to Anchorage cost, that $12,000 that we have there. That's included. That's Cold Bay to Honolulu.
All right. I was just wondering.
That's based on the price that we paid last year.
This says Anchorage to Honolulu.
All right. Thank you. Okay. What about decorations and stuff in your guys' budget for King Cove graduation?
Oh, we ain't having any, Hillary. Goodness sakes. Just get graduated and get out of there. What the heck? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. We plan to raise more money than what we plan for our trip. There will be decorations included.
Okay, because you guys are $7,700 short so far from your trip. And when do you guys plan on purchasing the Honolulu tickets, because the longer you wait, the more expensive it gets. So,
We're planning to purchase as soon as we can after a few more raffles and also some more activities that we have planned to raise the money needed.
Okay, on your guys' budget in Anchorage, did it show you we're going to have three rooms for one night, and then in Honolulu you're just going to have one room and rollaways?
No, we budgeted for $350 a night, and that should cover three rooms. I'm sorry if the sheet is confusing.
It's two rollaways.
So you're going to get three rooms for $350 a night in Honolulu?
I went to your
that's what I was finding online. So about $100 a night per room. So $350.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that way too low?
I think it's
way too low. Yeah.
Okay, I will look that up again.
Well, my opinion is the same with King Cove Senior Class Trip. They have some fun stuff planned for an education. I'm for the King Cove Senior Trip as long as the funds are available. If the funds aren't there, I say our financial director will say no if the funds aren't in the account.
Cannot take off with negative balance.
It'll be up to
Jay. Yeah. Other things as a sign.
Yeah.
This list is growing.
There won't be any reservations available.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. I make a motion to accept the King Cove Senior Class trip as long as there's funds available.
Second by Brenda Wilson in King Cove.
Motion by Hillary, second by Brenda, to approve the class trip if funds are available. Is there any further discussion? Roll call.
Nikki?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes, and I don't know why nobody asked me to be chaperone. I'm a good chaperone. I never get to go, but yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. And I like to share this every year. I think I've said it earlier this year. The Sound Point Senior Class in 2010 had an excellent budget. If anybody ever wants to know what a great budget for a senior trip looks like, the packet for the Sound Point Senior Trip in 2010 is one that you should build your budget off of, use as a basis. It covered everything.
Well, just remember it's 2016.
I know, but I mean just format. All the items,
oh, okay.
It, the format, just not the numbers, oh, but the okay. Format of the budget was excellent. So, moving
is that
on.
Is the one you guys want to have?
Yeah. Somebody knew every question that the board asked.
She made sure.
And the rooms are, what, $300 a night?
They were, yeah, they were expensive.
Expensive, I remember, yeah.
So if they're $300 a night back 6 years ago.
We stayed in a condo, though. We had two condo rooms.
Oh. Okay.
They have those houses for that, too.
Moving on. Mm-hmm. Personnel. We have resignations and new hires. Under resignations, we have Karen Yeager and Katie Dahlquist. Would we like to handle resignations and new hires together, or would you like to handle them separate?
Separate.
Okay, so those are the two resignations we've received.
Robert Curtis also verbally resigned. He went back to school. So we didn't get a letter.
I'll make a motion to accept Karen Yeager's, Katie Dahlquist, and Robert Curtis's resignation.
Who was Robert?
Robbie.
Little Robbie. Went back to school. Yeah. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Hillary, seconded by Arlene to accept the resignations in the packet and Robbie Curtis's. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Susie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Going to be the end of an era over there, Brenda. Moving on to new hires. We have Gary Lamar, Principal, King Cove School. Elba Lamar, Math, King Cove School. David Sills, Social Studies, Sandpoint School. And Lisa Barnes, Custodian, Sandpoint School.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Glenn.
Second.
Second by Susie. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to board member comments. Start here. Anybody have comments? Here? No?
I'd like to congratulate Brenda on her, Employee of the Year. Congratulations, Brenda.
Yay. I work my tail off. I get home about 8 at night, but I love it. I love it tremendously. Thank you very much.
And also another person I'd like to thank is Amy Mack. I think she's doing a wonderful job as the AD. She got put in there in September, didn't have nothing to work with, and we go and have meetings, and it seems like we're complaining, but we're not complaining. I'm very happy with the schedule. Tell her thank you for an awesome job.
I sure will. He gets himself a rent, and I swear a lot of energy, but he's very positive, and there's so many agencies and people supporting her. This is a learning year, but boy, I bet she's going to keep us in an awesome loop, I think.
Any other comments?
Maybe just a quick one. Hillary brought up on these trips, just maybe some incursion. They need to jump on that right away. That's not very far away if these people still got some, they got some dollars to raise yet. So just encourage them to get on the stick, Brenda, and here also. So thanks.
Oh yeah, we've got t-shirts. They have t-shirts for the playoff and for the tip-off, and they've got all kinds of activities, raffles for during that time. Dinners for afterwards, so they have a slew of money that will make sure that I'm broke forever.
All right. Any comments? Any other comments, Brenda?
Yes. The last games they had here, I had to pay $80 for a pizza. And those kids are raising lots of money. But damn, it was good pizza. Excuse the language.
Any comments, Nikki? I'm not hearing you, Nikki, so I'm thinking maybe that's a no. I can't see her either. I don't have my glasses on.
She said no.
Okay.
Yeah, just go.
Any more comments here? No. All right. Agenda items for the next meeting. We'll have BP 5139.2, the AEAA negotiated agreement. We'll have student reports for the legislative fly-ins. Anything else? If there's anything else people want put on the agenda, just let me know. We just did contracts.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll know for the
job fair.
Job fair. Yeah.
Oh. And thank you. If you're planning on going to the job fair, would you let me know if you have it on?
Do you
go ahead, Brenda.
Will there also be contracts and that make sure that resolution's on there in the contracts?
Oh, the resolution.
The student resolution. Okay.
And then, yeah, that's our agreement with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know if anybody heard Jade, but Jade was asking if people who are gone to ATP to please let her know. Okay, so start working on that. Let her know.
Okay, date and time, location of the next meeting.
This is January. March is the ATP.
I know Mr. Seifert was talking about wanting to do a policy review before the job fair. Like possibly going out a day early and doing policy review.
I want to let you guys know too that if we do the policy review the day before our ATP, we're running the state basketball tournament is going the same time as our ATP.
For 1A?
Yes. Ugh. State is the 16th through the 18th. ATP is the 17th and
18th.
18th and 19th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe we want to.
So I just want to let everybody know that because, you know.
Well, you might next month you got to remember too, there's Board of Fish meetings for what?
I'm shot next month.
And then there's the fly-in thing. Both. Yeah. I know I'm going down for the city stuff, and you guys will be flying in for the... And then there's Swampsea, so the next month's kind of ugly, so...
February.
So what about the beginning of March? How does it look for everyone to make
it going? Swampsea's is first, second, third day of March, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
How about February 29th? Very last day. It's a leap year. We got an extra day this month, this time.
So nobody should have anything scheduled on that day.
During
that time? I'll be in Anchorage.
What's going on that time, Brenda?
I think Board of Fish is still going on during that time, isn't it?
It goes through the first, yes.
Oh, okay.
What about the 23rd of February?
23rd, Glenn and Brenda?
Well, we could do it on Valentine's Day.
No, we can't.
No, it's going to
be. I think that's when it starts, doesn't it?
It starts on the 23rd, yes, Brenda. 23rd through the 1st.
Okay. How about the 18th of February?
I'll be in Juneau. 19th? But I...
When did you leave?
I leave on the 15th. But I...
Yeah. Could you call it?
I could call it. Yeah, I could call it.
So will you be there already on the 18th?
Well, no, I travel on the 15th.
Okay. But you put on the 18th?
Yeah, I call on the 18th.
Okay, so let's shoot for a teleconference on February 18th. And if there's any major changes, let Jade know.
And we'll have... No, we won't have our contracts back, will we?
No, not yet. Not all the...
You have to call time for that.
Okay. So February 18th.
We don't.
What time would be better for you? 6:30, 7?
Yeah, 6, anywhere in that neighborhood would be good.
No, we didn't.
So 6:30,
7. Okay. Tomorrow.
That shouldn't take but an hour.
Okay.
So.
18th at what? I missed the time.
6:30.
Okay, got it. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Arlene moved.
What was the day?
I think Arlene moved and Hillary seconded.
The 18th.
What
was the Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, hope we're okay.
Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, we are adjourned at 5:02.